With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The remake of Daphne du Maurier's famous novel Rebecca and subsequent movie by Alfred Hitchcock has been greeted unenthusiastically by a few critics, though I'm not sure why. It certainly looks great under the direction of Ben Wheatley and his cinematographer Laurie Rose. It opens in Monte Carlo, where a diffident young woman meets a wealthy aristocrat, and I apologise in advance for the cheesy trailer music.
Buffett. The terrace is for guests only.
Monsieur, the young lady will be joining me. What did you do?
I'm a lady's companion.
Possibly one of the reservations about this Rebecca may be the casting of film star pretty Lily James as someone mousy, and the generally dashing and decent Armie Hammer as the angry, buttoned-up widower Maxim de Winter.
Maxim de Winter. His wife died last year and is in dire need of company.
I'm Monsieur de Winter.
What are you doing?
Oh, you'll see.
Or it may simply be that, like many classic stories from another age, it's collided with established morality and customs of today. Mousy young ladies' companions, I'm sure, do get swept off their feet by insensitive brutes today, just as long as they're not called little fools while it's happening.
This week, I'd like to never forget it.
Come to Manly. I'm asking you to marry me, you little fool.
And another thing about Rebecca, as Alfred Hitchcock himself found, is that there's only one way to do it, and that's exactly how Daphne du Maurier wrote it. Once Maxim marries the second Mrs. de Winter, that means going to the family mansion, Manderley, and meeting the housekeeper from hell, Mrs. Danvers.
Mrs. de Winter, may I present Mrs. Danvers?
Welcome to Manderley.
Mrs. Danvers has big shoes to fill, originally Judith Anderson in the 1940 Oscar winner and Diana Rigg in the 1997 TV miniseries. But Kristin Scott Thomas is more than capable of filling them, icy, sarcastic and obsessively attached to the memory of the first Mrs. de Winter, the impossibly beautiful Rebecca.
Never seen a house like this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd been a lady's maid.
This is all very new to me.
Oh, I'm sure you won't disappoint him, madam, if that's your concern.
The story of Rebecca is a brilliant concoction. No wonder you can't fiddle with its structure. It opens as a fairy tale romance, Cinderella maybe, or even Beauty and the Beast. And then it darkens into old dark house mystery before turning into a sort of ghost story. Everyone is under the spell of the dangerous, never seen Rebecca.
We did a lot of entertaining when the late Mrs. de Winter was alive.
You can talk to me about her. I have no secrets from you.
All marriages have their secrets.
The timid second Mrs. de Winter is nervous enough anyway, but every step of the way she's reminded by Mrs. Danvers just how far short she falls compared with her predecessor. Rebecca was glamorous. Everybody loved her. She was fearless. She was the only woman Maxim ever really loved.
She was the love of his life.
I wonder what she's thinking about you.
Taking her husband, using her name.
And nobody contradicts this narrative, least of all her husband. She has no one to turn to, and when she decides to finally take charge of Manderley and throw a party like Rebecca used to, that goes terribly wrong too.
Is this some kind of joke?
Of course not, it's the painting, I thought.
Go and change.
What is it? What have
Go and change now.
And finally, the true nature of the story starts to unveil itself. On top of everything, it's possibly a murder mystery too. Rebecca certainly died in mysterious circumstances, and there are people sniffing around to find out who done it.
Has Max ever talked to you about the accident?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How am I supposed to know anything if you don't tell me?
She's still here. Can you feel her?
As I say, dealing with a story as rooted in its time as Rebecca is a gamble. The book was a sensation in 1938, and the subsequent film has retained its allure ever since. But can it gain a new audience in a new century?
You'd be dressing for dinner, guests waiting downstairs.
Harder, Max, harder!
And he'd roar with laughter. And he was always laughing back then.
Ben Wheatley was an unusual choice of director. He usually prefers edgy, independent films like High Rise and Sightseers. Though not as unusual as screenwriter Jane Goldman, whose past films included Kick-Ass and Kingsman.
He doesn't love you.
I said I want the truth.
You didn't know her. Nobody did.
For me, it had been so long since I'd seen any version of Rebecca that I bought into it without question, even on Netflix, which is where it's showing here. I thought the cast, which includes some favourite performers like Keely Hawes and Sam Riley, was terrific. And Maurier's creepy tale maintains its power to keep you on your toes all the way through.
You can't go on living in that big old house with a ghost!
I don't believe in ghosts.
Maybe a notch or two down from the Hitch version, but that's still well up on most of the competition right now. If you ever dreamed you went to Manderley again, check it out.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.